everybody. This is the Music with Kara Hour.
That was a cool tune.
Yeah.
So, where are we going now?
Okay, so we're going to go to Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol. It was requested by my mom, Beverly, from The Hope Show.
All right, so there's a paper clip and there's a little deal right there. See how long you can resist that.
Yes, entertainment.
During this song. Chasing Cars. All right, here we go. Chasing Cars. Watch your toes, folks. Look both ways.
We'll do it all.
So know, you put your like fingertips together and you go, you know, it's like that self-control thing.
Thank you, Kara. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you for the request.
You never got hang of that?
No.
The hum.
No, I can sit there and do it all I want, but all I'm thinking about is how I'm humming, and it's weird.
All right, so we're not buying you a pet squirrel because you torment that poor guy or gal or whatever. Where are we going?
So it's going to be Tomorrow's World by Ugly Kid Joe.
Why did they call him Ugly Kid Joe?
That's the name of the band.
Is he homely or?
No.
No. She said that you should saw, folks, you should have seen how she said that. No. All right, here we go. Ugly Kid Joe, Tomorrow's World. a good ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what would you say about being abandoned?
Oh, yeah, you're going to abandon me.
Run off and just not say nothing. All right, so where are we going now?
So we're going to go to Once by Pearl Jam.
Yeah?
It's Once. A sequel. There's three songs, and the first one was Alive, and then there's this one, and then the third one was Footsteps, so it's a trilogy.
Oh, cool. A trilogy, Once.
Yeah.
All right, Pearl Jam, Once, coming up. Here you go. I made it back in the nick of time with fresh caffeine.
Yes.
Cool. So, too much caffeine makes me nervous. So, what are we doing now?
Makes you nervous.
No, that's what the commercial said. It don't bother me none.
Oh.
Ain't you never heard that commercial?
No.
Man, you're like your mom. Don't pay attention to commercials.
Oh, I hate the commercials.
Man, that's where you get your best education and jokes. Right?
I don't know, that's when I leave the room.
You're going to miss out on all those bargains. Where are we going now?
We're going to go to Alabama Song by the Doors.
Alabama Song by the Doors. I can see this going to be different.
It's going to be different.
Yeah, because when I think about Alabama, I think a different tune. Sweet home Alabama, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, anyway, Doors, let's hear their version.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Two thumbs sideways.
Sideways?
Well, yeah, because I can't, like, give two thumbs up or even one thumb up, because that means I, like, liked the song, and I didn't like the song, but I can't give it two thumbs down either, because, or even one thumb down, because if I sort of liked it, because I was kind of bobbing my head to it, because it had that old Western, she's talking about kicking your leg kind of thing.
Yeah, the Russian thing.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
So it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. So the two thumbs sideways means, like, get out of here. Oh. What do you think? No?
Well, if it makes sense to you, it makes sense to some.
Yeah. So at least we got one vote. That'd be mine. All right. Two thumbs sideways. Now where are we going?
Now we're going to do Over Now by Alice in Chains. It's the unplugged version.
Over Now. I ain't got nothing intelligent to say. My brain hurts. All right, here we go.
But I can reach somehow.
that baldness badness?
I'm from a distance.
They're talking about an Epsom salt bath.
Oh, okay. Makes more sense.
So now, let's ask the question here. Shotgun wedding, is there anything we need to know? Care to get married?
No.
Shotgun wedding. Any single men out there, it's a shotgun wedding getting ready to go down. Tell you what, you better show up.
There's no shotgun wedding.
Well, they tell what you're getting ready to play?
Yeah.
The band name. Malfunction.
Yeah, it was formed by Andrew Wood of Mother Love Bone and his brother.
Mother Love Bone and...
Yeah.
Well, did they... were they... I'm just asking, literally, did they go to school for spelling?
I don't know.
Malfunction. All right, so shotgun wedding. All the single dudes line up over there. Kara's getting shotgun wedding now.
Nope.
No.
Okay, tape's rolling, dudes.
Give me that bass line. Yeah, that's the one.
beer, beer, beer. Okay, so first observation, that sounded absolutely nothing like shotguns.
Well,
it sounded like machine guns. So I visualize everybody in the wedding scattering like on The Simpsons, running in every direction.
I would be. I'd be diving under some chairs.
Yeah, and your mom's talking about throwing up handfuls of rice and going, pull. You know,
like to the birds?
Actually, I wasn't talking about the rice at all. I was in the place of rice to shoot them up in the air like fireworks.
That sounds dangerous, man. All righty, then. Don't do that. Now what?
Now it's going to be The Past Recedes by John Frusciante. I'm saying that right.
John Frusciante, The Past Recedes. So what's this song about?
There's a lot of things it could be about, because, I don't know, a lot of people have said that it was about him wanting to leave the Red Hot Chili Peppers and leaving the Red Hot Chili Peppers and wanting to go about his own thing. And then some people are saying he was sad that he left them, and some are saying that, you know, he's got his own project going on now and that's where he wanted to be. So it's kind of how you take it.
All right, cool. Well, we'll check it out. Here we go. Past Recedes. John Frusciante. Is that French?
I don't know. I don't even know if that's how you say it. It's kind of what it looks like.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4. To the
All right. So now what? Oh! Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, no, what?
I didn't even notice it, but you got the paperclip.
Oh.
You have no self-control.
What paperclip?
You got it. I see it's right there.
It's not even the form of a paperclip.
Well, no, it's straightened out now. But you did get the paperclip.
I didn't even notice I picked it up at first.
Man, hold on. There's your pen. That's it. We got this all figured out. Where are we going now?
Okay, so now it's going to be The Ballad of Curtis Lowe by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes.
Yeah, Curtis Lowe, man. He has the paperclip, too. All right, here we go.
Well, I used to wake the morning for the rooster crow, searching for soda bottles to get myself some dough. Run them down to the corner, down to the country store, cash them in and give my money to a man named Curtis Lowe. Old Kurt was a black man with white curly hair. When he had a fifth of wine, he did not have a care. He used to own an old tub, bro, used to play across his knees. I'd give old Kurt my money, he'd play all through me. Play me a song, Curtis Lowe, Curtis Lowe. Well, I got your drinking money, tune up your dough. People say it was useless, them people all fools. Cause Curtis Lowe was the finest picker to ever play the blues. He looked to be 60, and maybe I was 10. Mama used to whoop me, but I'd go see him again. I clap my hands, stomp my feet, try to stay in time. He'd play me a song or two, then take another drink of wine. Play me a song, Curtis Lowe, Curtis Lowe. Well, I got your drinking money, tune up your dough, bro. People said it was useless, them people all were fools. Cause Curtis Lowe was the finest picker to ever play the blues. Thank you.
blues.
So how do you think that Curtis Lowe compared to Chuck Berry?
I don't know. I like Chuck Berry.
Yeah, he's like, boy, I tell you what, get you going. Way down in Louisiana near the Evergreens. Johnny the Good, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an awesome song. When the guy from Back to the Future, what's his name?
Oh, man.
You can't even remember, can you?
No.
I can't even remember. That's going to be crazy. We're going to Google it. Michael J. Fox.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right, he did it. That version. That's where I remember Chuck Berry from, when Michael J. Fox did that on that stage. It was cool. Anyway, so now what?
Okay, so what is next? Next is going to be Hook and Mouth by Megadeth. It was aimed at the Parents Music Resource Center because they forced them to put parental advisory warnings on some of their songs. And so it's about the idea of so-called freedom, where there's still not freedom to create music without censorship.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
First, I thought it had something to do with fishing, but that makes sense.
Oh, no.
All right, Hook and Mouth, Megadeth.
Fire!
I got a complaint about that song.
Okay.
First, I got this thing in the neck going on, and my brain is smacking against the front of my skull. About halfway through the song, that's a little rough. Is that headbanging?
Yeah, I think it is.
Woohoo!
Hair twirling.
So, everybody finds that amusing at the concert?
I've always been kind of afraid to try, because first, I don't know how to twirl my hair that way, but also, what if you knock heads with the person beside you doing it?
Oh!
Like, that would hurt so bad.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's probably why she goes for the mosh pits instead.
Yeah, that's another thing. Why would you want to get in a mosh pit where there are, like, feet and elbows and stuff flying?
Because you get to do it, too.
But aren't you worried about getting a tooth chipped or something?
It gets rid of a bad day.
I bet. I'd probably come out of there with a big old shiner and be like, what you doing up in there, old man? I said, what's it look like? I'm getting knocked around. I ain't going back in. Or they put you up on the crowd lifts you up, and they push you all the way up there until they throw you on stage. And
oh, see,
the
I'd
security.
Be afraid of that, because what if everyone's like, no, I don't want to do this anymore, right in the middle of it.
Yeah. You're there, and they just move out of the way, and you face plant.
Yeah.
Well, stay out of those places. Anyway, I'd get kicked off the stage anyway. All right, so I'd be up there with my leg doing the air guitar. All right.
I just want to participate.
Where are we going?
Now it's going to be Power Trip by Soundgarden.
Power Trip. All right, cool. Let's see what's happening here.
Yeah.
wants to be king, eh? It's not as easy as it's cracked up to be, I'll have to say that.
Nope, I don't think I'd like the responsibility.
Yeah. It's like the peasants, they get mad every once in a while and they want to throw down. I'm just saying.
Oh, you gotta throw down.
In a mosh pit.
Oh, oh. Elbows everywhere.
My. Anyway, so what's what?
Okay, so this next one is the last song, and it's Beneath the Tides by Down, and it's about the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I didn't know there was a history on that. All right, here
Thank
we go.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
Peace and love. Take care.
Sucking wound left in